All you say doesn't matter, I don't care now anyway. All you do, all you say, it doesn't matter, I don't care now anyway. 你的所作所为现在无论如何我都无所谓。很潇洒的态度来自于 Tina Ines， 是一名来自于丹麦的欧洲最佳才女电音歌手。这里是听歌学英语栏目，我是主播 Candice 凯纳斯。拉丁吉普赛火辣的风情到骨髓里，丹麦的冷雅气息，那 Ines 组合呢以极度独特的边缘融合席卷了整个欧洲大陆，并随后呢蔓延到了北美地区，被美国最具影响力的厂牌 Tommy Boy 看中并纳入旗下，由此呢在世界范围内获得了空前的认可和尊重，开始成为丹麦组合走向国际和世界舞台的不可忽视的角色。流行音乐、俱乐部和拉丁元素等等音乐风格样样精通。那么这位歌手呢主要是唱英文的歌曲，但是通常呢也融入了西班牙语言在他的歌词短语中。今天我们来听听他的 All You Do， 所作所为。 All you do, all you say, doesn't matter, I don't care now anyway. Oh no, you won't listen. You just don't need me.Say that I am lost. You keep on nagging, but you don't pack up and leave. Cause when we're back, I am pivoted in you and say, second round will lead us to the same place. You know, when your heart is wearing, this is not the place to go. We're going round and round, breaking up and making out. Never finding love the way you scream, the way I shout. All you do, all you say.好的，音乐过后欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯纳斯。想收听更多英语好歌请持续关注我们的节目，也可以通过新浪微博搜索 DJ Candice 杰语来与我互动，同时呢搜索微信公众号 Candice C-A-N-A-C-E 可以收获许多的英文精彩好歌。好了，下面的时间让我们在音乐声中了解一下歌词大意。You cross me if nothing say that I'll lose. You keep on nagging, boy. 我们偶遇了，但是呢，我甚至在离开时什么都没有说，你依旧是一个唠叨的男孩。这里的 nag, N-A-G, 是一个动词，表示不断的唠叨、指责、困扰或者是某人烦恼。我们来听例句。Don't nag me. 这个句子很简单，就是别唠叨我了， Don't nag me. She nagged him into doing what she wanted. 她向他唠叨，使他不得不去做他所要做的事。She nagged him into doing what she wanted.
Nag 这个词呢，作为名词，还有小马或者是驽马、竞赛马这样的意思。比如说 ，I have never seen a nag like this one。哦，我从来没有见过这样矮小的马。I have never seen a nag like this one。You don't pack up and leave。你没有打包离开。这里我们要学到一个非常有用的词组，叫做 pack up。Pack up 表示打包收好，比如说 Let's pack up and spend a week in the countryside. 我们收拾好东西到乡下去过一个星期吧。 Let's pack up and spend a week in the countryside. Pack up 还有收工的意思，停止工作的含义。比如说 It's time to pack up， 就是到收工的时候了。 It's time to pack up.Business is terrible, I might as well pack up. 生意很不好做，我还是关门算了。好，这里呢，我们还要了解到一个固定短语是 might as well， 最好是还是怎么怎么样。生意非常的不好做，很糟糕啊。Business is terrible, 我还是关门算了。I might as well pack up.Second round will lead us to the same place, you know. 第二次人生正在引领着我们在同一个地点，你懂的。Second round 就表示第二个回合 ,second round. 比如说 ,Jack knocked his opponent out in the second round of the contest. 杰克呢在比赛的第二回合中就把对方给击倒了。Knock his opponent out, 把他对方击倒。Jack knocked his opponent out in the second round of the contest. 杰克在比赛的第二个回合就把对方给击倒了。When your heart is weary, this is not the place you go. 当你身心疲惫的时候呢，那么这个地方就不是你要去的地方。Weary, W-E-A-R-Y, 这是一个形容词，表示疲倦的、厌烦的。比如说 I feel weary after such a long journey. 经过了这么长时间的旅行之后呢，我觉得非常累。I feel weary after such a long journey. 好， weary 还可以作为动词，表示疲倦、厌烦，使某人生厌。The long hours of work have wearied me. 长时间的工作使我疲劳。The long hours of work have wearied me. 短语 weary of 表示对什么厌倦或者是不耐烦。比如说 She is wearying of his constant complaints. 她对她不停的抱怨感到厌烦。They were wearied of waiting. 他们等得不耐烦了。They were wearied of waiting.Weary with 表示用什么东西来使某人感到厌倦。听个例句 ，The child wearied him with endless questions。那个小孩啊，不断的问问题，使他感到非常的厌烦。The child wearied him with endless questions。They were wearied with walking。他们走累了。They were wearied with walking。All you do, all you say counts for nothing. 你的所作所为毫无价值。Count, C-O-U-N-T. 作为动词呢，意思比较多。第一个表示计算、计数。Count out 就表示逐一数出、大声数。Count out. 比如说 She counted out 15 pence and passed it to the sales girl. 她数出了15个便士交给了女店员。She counted out 15 pence and passed it.to the sales girl. 好 ,count 还可以表示视为什么什么东西。短语 count out 表示不把某人考虑在内，不把什么事物考虑在内。You can count me out of this little plan of yours. 你呢不必把我包括在你这个小打算之内。You can count me out of this little plan of yours.Count 还有依赖依靠的意思，通常呢搭配介词 on 来使用，相当于 rely on, depend on. Don't count on other people to help you out of trouble. 不要来指望他人能够帮助你摆脱困境。Don't count on other people to help you out of trouble. Okay, count 搭配介词 for 的时候表示有价值、有重要性。Count for.比如说 His promises don't count for much. 他的承诺没有用。 歌词是说 All you do, all you say counts for nothing， 你的所作所为呢毫无价值。您正收听到的是听歌学英语栏目，我是主播 Candice 凯纳斯，微信公众号搜索 Candice C-A-N-A-C-E， 会收听到很多你想要听的精彩好音乐。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢收听，我们下期再见，拜拜。